This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1259, Toward Zero Unemployment, by Seth Godin of seths.blog. And I'm your narrator, Dan, and I'm going to jump right into our post now for this Tuesday as we optimize your life. Toward Zero Unemployment, by Seth Godin of seths.blog. A dozen generations ago, there was no unemployment, largely because there were no real jobs to speak of. Before the Industrial Revolution, the thought that you'd leave your home and go to an office or a factory was, of course, bizarre. What happens now that the Industrial Age is ending? As the final days of the Industrial Age roll around, we are seeing the core assets of the economy replaced by something new. Actually, it's something old, something handmade, but this time on a huge scale. The Industrial Age was about scarcity. Everything that built our culture, improved our productivity, and defined our lives involved the chasing of scarce items. On the other hand, the connection economy, our economy, the economy of the foreseeable future, embraces abundance. No, we don't have an endless supply of the resources we used to trade and covet. And no, we certainly don't have a surplus of time either. But we do have an abundance of choice, an abundance of connection, and an abundance of access to knowledge. We know more people, have access to more resources, and can leverage our skills more quickly and at a higher level than ever before. This abundance leads to two races. The race to the bottom is the internet-fueled challenge to lower prices, find cheaper labor, and deliver more for less. The other race is the race to the top, the opportunity to be the one they can't live without, to be the linchpin we would miss if he didn't show up. The race to the top focuses on delivering more for more. It embraces the weird passions of those with the resources to make choices, and it rewards originality, remarkability, and art. The connection economy continues to gain traction because connections scale, information begets more information, and influence accrues to those who create this abundance. As connections scale, these connections, paradoxically, make it easier for others to connect as well, because anyone with talent or passion can leverage the networks created by connection to increase her impact. The connection economy doesn't create jobs where we get picked and then get paid. The connection economy builds opportunities for us to connect, and then demands that we pick ourselves. Just as the phone network becomes more valuable when more phones are connected, scarcity is the enemy of value in a network, the connection economy becomes more valuable as we scale it. Friends bring us more friends. A reputation brings us a chance to build a better reputation. Access to information encourages us to seek ever more information. The connections in our life multiply and increase in value. Our stuff, on the other hand, becomes less valuable over time. Successful organizations have realized that they are no longer in the business of coining slogans, running catchy ads, and optimizing their supply chains to cut costs. And freelancers and soloists have discovered that doing a good job for a fair price is no longer sufficient to guarantee success. Good work is easier to find than ever before. What matters now? Trust, permission, remarkability, leadership, stories that spread, and humanity, connection, compassion, and humility. All six of these are the result of successful work by humans who refuse to follow Industrial Age rules. These assets aren't generated by external strategies and MBAs and positioning memos. These are the results of internal struggle, of brave decisions without a map, and the willingness to allow others to live with dignity. They are about standing out, not fitting in. About inventing, not duplicating. Trust and permission. In a marketplace that's open to just about anyone, the only people we hear are the people we choose to hear. Media is cheap, sure, but attention is filtered, and it's virtually impossible to be heard unless the consumer gives us the ability to be heard. The more valuable someone's attention is, the harder it is to earn. And who gets heard? Why would someone listen to the prankster or the shyster or the huckster? No, we choose to listen to those we trust. We do business with and donate to those who have earned our attention. We seek out people who tell us stories that resonate. We listen to those stories, and we engage with those people or businesses that delight or reassure or surprise in a positive way. And all of those behaviors are the acts of people, not machines. We embrace the humanity in those around us, particularly as the rest of the world appears to become less human and more cold. Who will you miss? That is who you are listening to. Remarkability. The same bias toward humanity and connection exists in the way we choose which ideas we'll share with our friends and colleagues. No one talks about the boring, the predictable, or the safe. We don't risk interactions in order to spread the word about something obvious or trite. The remarkable is almost always new and untested, fresh and risky. Leadership. Management is almost diametrically opposed to leadership. Management is about generating yesterday's results, but a little faster or a little more cheaply. We know how to manage the world. We relentlessly seek to cut costs and to limit variation while we exalt obedience. Leadership, though, is a whole other game. Leadership puts the leader on the line. No manual, no rule book, no Uber leader to point the finger at when things go wrong. If you ask someone for the rule book on how to lead, you're secretly wishing to be a manager. Leaders are vulnerable, not controlling, and they are racing to the top, taking us to a new place, not to the place of cheap, fast, compliant safety. Stories that spread. The next asset that makes the new economy work is the story that spreads. Before the revolution, in a world of limited choice, shelf space mattered a great deal. You could buy your way onto the store shelf, or you could be the only one on the ballot, or you could use a connection to get your resume in front of the hiring guy. In a world of abundant choice, though, none of these tactics is effective. The chooser has too many alternatives. There's too much clutter, and the scarce resources are attention and trust, not shelf space. This situation is tough for many, because attention and trust must be earned, not acquired. More difficult still is the magic of the story that resonates. After trust is earned and your work is seen, only a fraction of it is magical enough to be worth spreading. Again, this magic is the work of the human artist, not the corporate machine. We're no longer interested in average stuff for average people. And humanity. We don't worship industrial the way we used to. We seek out human originality and caring instead. When price and availability are no longer sufficient advantages, because everything is available and the price is no longer news, then what we are drawn to is the vulnerability and transparency that bring us together, that turn the other into one of us. For a long time to come, the masses will still clamor for cheap and obvious and reliable, but the people you seek to lead, the people who are helping to define the next thing and the interesting frontier, these people want your humanity, not your discounts. All of these assets, rolled into one, provide the foundation for the changemaker of the future, and that individual, or the team that person leads, has no choice but to build these assets with novelty, with a fresh approach to an old problem, with a human touch that is worth talking about. I can't wait until we return to 0% unemployment, to a time when people with something to contribute, that's everyone, pick themselves, instead of waiting for a bureaucrat's permission to do important work. You just listened to the post titled "Toward Zero Unemployment" by Seth Godin of Seth's.blog. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Seth for giving us permission to narrate from his website. Seth is a super popular writer. He's got 19 best-selling books, and he's also the creator of AltMBA. That's an online leadership and management workshop. AltMBA uses digital tools to engage with small groups of 120 students in an intense 4-week process. And it's been going on since 2015 and has transformed the lives of more than 4,500 people in more than 70 countries. And a little more about Seth. He's been writing daily on his blog for over a decade now, and more than 60,000 people have taken his online courses. And he also has 5 TED Talks under his belt. So Seth's site is definitely worth checking out. You can find his blog, which has a ton of content, but also the books I mentioned, plus podcasts, speaking engagements, and so much more, all there on his site, which again is seths.blog. All right, I hope you enjoyed the post from Seth. That's going to do it for me today. I thank you so much for being here and hope you'll be back again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.